Ron's a founder of Hawaiian Tropic with a story that is absolutely incredible. You started off where, North Carolina?
Yeah, I grew up in the mountains of North Carolina. I was a poor boy, lived in a two-story log cabin. I think only thing I had over Abraham Lincoln was I had a two-story log cabin. He only had a one. And it was a great place to grow up. It was just the old South, honest, and I made my living from the mountain that I lived on. I had a roadside stand, and as I grew up, I took down the things like apples and honey. Golly, had walnuts and cider. We had our own cider press, and had rabbits, and I sold anything you could think of from that mountaintop. At Christmas time, we made Christmas wreaths, took them around to other mountains and sold them to people. And that was, I didn't realize I was going to be in business one day. To me, that was just a way of making some.
And what were you, just a kid then?
Just
when
a
you
kid,
were
yeah. This? Yeah. From 5 years old up.
And so as this evolved, Ron, you became a teacher, right? A chemistry teacher?
That's right. Yeah, I went to the University of Tennessee, finished there, actually, and went on down to Daytona Beach. I was first in Myrtle Beach. I was working as a lifeguard on the beach there. And then I started teaching school, coaching football, teaching chemistry, summertime lifeguard. It was a good life, but no money at all. I made $4,300 my first year.
Oh, my gosh.
Not much money. No. I was eating a lot of beef stew.
Even in those days, that's not a lot of money.
No.
But you loved it.
I did. It was, thinking back on it now, it's probably some of the happiest days of my life.
So tell me about the idea. How did the idea? You're a chemistry teacher,
yeah.
And you're working on a beach. You're having fun. How do you come up with this concept to make suntan lotion? What happened?
Everybody told me, save your money. You're going to find something one day you'll invest in, and that's going to be what you'll do in your life. And I kept saving my money. I didn't have much, but didn't find anything to invest in, nothing at all. But when I was sitting on the lifeguard tower, I noticed people with suntan lotion, and I thought, golly, even with my limited chemistry knowledge, I can make something better than what's there. So I bought a 20-gallon garbage can, I bought a broom and cut the handle off and used that as my stir stick. It was almost like a witch's brew, and I got all these exotic ingredients from all over the Southeast Asia, and I mixed up my own brand. I bought the bottles and the caps and the labels and the bottles and filled them, had these two 11-year-old kids fill them for me, and I took them down the beach and gave them away to people or tried to sell them to the stores, but hardly anybody would take it. You know, they just wouldn't trust a local situation.
Was the product called Hawaiian Tropic at the time?
Not originally, no. It was called Tropic Tan.
Okay.
That was my name, and I come to find out from an attorney that happened to be walking by my tower and said, hey, what about your patents and your trademarks and all this? And I said, what are you talking about? I don't know anything about that. So he said, I'll call you back in a day when I get back home to Crystal City up in Washington, D.C. And he said, by the way, your name has been owned since 1951 by a guy from over in Passaic, New Jersey. And I panicked. I thought, what am I going to do?
Right.
So I tried to buy it from him. He wouldn't sell it, and so I had to change the name, and that's when I came up with Hawaiian Tropic.
So here you are. You've got a garbage can. You're throwing in all these ingredients. I mean, what were you throwing in there?
Just any and everything I could think of. It was exotic and had a great fragrance to it. The whole secret in the early days was the fragrance. Nobody else had a fragrance like we did.
It was all oils in those days,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Coconut fragrance, plumeria, the beautiful flowers of Hawaii and the nuts and fruits, and that's what really made it start.
And so you're throwing this all into a huge garbage can,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah, sure.
One of these aluminum ones or steel ones we see?
Yeah.
And you're mixing it.
That's right.
Little, all you, and then the kids to bottle it.
That's right.
When did you start selling this stuff?
Oh, well, it was about mid-60s. It took off, and within 7 years, we'd sold over $1 million worth of product. It was just an instant hit. I couldn't make enough of the product.
Were you still teaching at that point?
Yeah, sure. I taught for 9 years. I coached and taught in chemistry.
So a company you basically had on the side, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the $1 million sales point, did you feel as if, gosh, I'm successful? I've done it already.
Well, not really. I thought, it was like having a tiger by the tail. And if you either run with him or you turn loose and somebody else eats your lunch, somebody else uses your idea and takes off, So I held on to that tiger's tail and it just went right on.
And marketing was critical for you, too, wasn't it, Ron?
It was, but I had no money, see. I had to do it all by guerrilla advertising and anything I could do to get the product out there and promote it. And, you know, this is where the beauty pageants came along later, the second largest beauty pageant in the world. And in high school, I dated a girl who was a Miss America. She was my from my hometown.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of got an idea about beauty pageants from being around her. And I thought, well, you know, we can do this. We can make this happen.
So
we
did. So your goal was to get the name out there, get people to understand the Hawaiian Tropic.
Exactly.
I mean, I remember growing up as a kid, not that you're much older than me, but I remember the product on the shelves. It was all over the place, and that was in Michigan at the time.
That's right. We sold all over the U.S., and funny story, when we went to Canada, we sold our first display in Canada, and there had been a lady who'd gone to Daytona Beach and knew the product from the pool decks, and she bought the entire display. And she gave it to all her friends. Well, the pharmacist called me in Daytona Beach and said, I've got to have five of these displays right now. And I said, I don't even have the product. I can't make it fast enough. You know, it was just, product was going crazy. Kind of like the way Coors beer was back in the early days.
Sure.
When the pilots and the stewardesses would carry it across the Mississippi. They carry it through the airports and take it across as Mississippi. It was like cult following.
Yeah.
That's really how the product came along.
And, you know, by the time you sold Playtex just recently, you hit about, what, $200 million in sales?
We'd done that for many years. We were probably over $200 million for 10 years running.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.